just like a person is born with blue eyes or brown eyes, just like a person is born with a certain physical makeup to be tall or short, everybody is born with a kind of a intrinsic idea, potential idea, once they're able to think, once they're able to sense, once they're not, you know, 6 days old. Everybody's born with a potential idea of how things work. It's not something, the revolutionary thing to get here is it's not something your parents taught you. It's not something you picked up early in life. It's not something that happened due to this reason or that reason, or you were born in China or you were born in Yugoslavia. It happened the same way blue eyes happen. It happened the same way five fingers happen. You're born with it.
And do we all have that idea?
No. Everybody has their own idea, and this is yours. So,
do I have more, or is this mine?
Everybody's got lots of ideas, but this is the one that's running your life. This is the one that matters.
Yeah. It does.
So the first thing is simply to see that that's the case, to see that this idea is at the root of everything. That if you trace anything back far enough, it'll lead to this idea, like the spokes of a wheel.
Jesus.
That's what people usually say. So the first thing is to get it that your life is being run, affected, totally influenced by one particular view of things.
Yeah, I thought all the experience, the circumstances, had created it.
Saying it's exactly the opposite.
I came in with it? Well, where did it come from?
Where did blue eyes come from? What color your eyes?
Brown.
Where did your brown eyes come from? Same place.
Wow. That's great.
Why is it great?
Because it's right. And it's very... a real change.
Meaning what?
In perception. Perception.
Okay. Yeah. So the first thing is you're not to blame. You didn't somehow come up with the wrong idea due to having had the wrong experiences, or you met the wrong girls, or whatever it is. There's nobody to blame here, just like there's nobody to blame for whether you have blue eyes or brown eyes. But the important thing is to see how that idea is always operating, coloring everything in your life, making you, standing behind you with a whip, saying, get it done so you'll be loved.
Yeah.
So this is the achievement trap. There's other people in the room that know this, about this very well. They also have that same embedded idea, or had that same embedded idea.
So it wasn't even my mom, huh?
Well, the funny thing is that the circumstances of our lives tend to reinforce the idea. And they do that in a quite amazing, unbelievable, hard to explain way, but they also do it in another way, in a very easy to explain way, which is just selective seeing, selective perception, selective preference, because the idea likes to believe itself. We tend to see that which supports the idea, and we tend to filter out data that doesn't support the
idea. And do we create what supports the idea too?
Like in that sense.
I'd create a mother who...
In that sense, in the sense that we respond more to that which supports the idea, you could say that. So it's not that you created your mother and made her the way she is, but it might be that more than other people, she fit with that idea. So it feels to you like maybe she influenced it, or it came from her somehow, or she goaded you to achieve, or whatever. But
So I picked a person who fit within the idea.